Holy bonkos, kids, look out. The Keep It Moving Tour is adding new dates.
Ooh-wee.
We're coming to a city near you. Come and see us, some stand-up, and we play AYG at the end of the show with the crowd. We answer your garbage questions. We've got some trash so far, but I know there's deeper garbage out there around the country.
Oh, yeah.
So come on out and see us. Kippy, tell them what they need to know.
Oh, baby, we're all over the place. Tejas, baby.
Uh-oh.
September 21st will be in San Antonio, Texas.
Yes.
September 22nd will be in Houston, Texas. September 23rd through the 25th, Austin, Texas, for the Moon Tower Comedy Festival.
Look out.
And I ain't done yet. August 26th will be at Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas.
What?
Then we're bringing it back to Long Island, baby.
What?
In September 30th. And then we're coming home. The chickens are coming home to roost, baby. October 27th, we're going to be in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and then back down to Tejas, November 5th through the 7th for Skankfest South. Get those tickets.
Yeah.
The link will be in the description.
Welcome to another exciting edition of Are You Garbage? The show where you find out if your favorite comedians are classy individuals or absolute trash. Now, here are your hosts, Kevin Ryan and H. Foley.
Let's go, Maddie.
Hey, everybody out there, and welcome back to everybody's favorite new podcast. This is Are You Garbage? It's a little show. We sit down with your favorite comedians, and we find out if they grew up to be classy or if they're just a big old piece of trash. I'm your host, H. Foley, coming at you on a beautiful day. We're down here in Aunt Tootie's basement. She's upstairs watching a little Jeopardy.
Yeah.
Excited for this new host, Mike Richards.
Yeah, I think he's out, though.
Going to be a little disappointed,
yeah.
I told her.
She thinks it's Kramer, I think.
My co-host is coming at you from across the
Ooh,
table.
Yeah.
This is a family episode, just the fam, circling the wagons a little bit. He is the CEO of Are You Garbage, kind of the head bozo around here.
Uh-huh.
So do me a favor, show him a little respect.
Please.
And give it up for my best pal, Mr. Kevin James Ryan.
Hey, motherfuckers, what's up? Welcome to AYG. Please make sure you rate, view, subscribe on iTunes.
Yeah, be nice.
Full video is available on YouTube, and as you know, those numbers are
true to roof.
True the fucking roof, baby.
Cooking over there.
And I
gotta hire another grill man.
We're in the market for a fucking line cook. Who knows one? Let's go. Bring your own spatula. We got the aprons.
There you go.
And then patreon.com, obviously. I would be a jerk off if I did not bring up patreon.com. You can sign up there. You get bonus episodes of AYG weekly. You get bonus episodes of Hard Feelings, which are a whole nother podcast on its own. You get that weekly.
Who's that guy? Who's the guy that started Patreon? Who's behind that? Musk?
That's fucking Johnny Patreon. I went to school with his kid. Steven Eric Patreon. I don't know. I don't know his name.
Find him and kiss his feet.
Fucking dude, I'll give him a fucking handy.
Yo, one of the founders of Patreon's name is Sam Yam.
Yo, shout out to the Yam Company, Yam Incorporated, and all of its subsidiaries.
And the whole Yam family.
Buddy, I'm a Yam man. You choose, okay? You can join Patreon for $5, $10, $20, or $50 level. You choose.
I don't care if it's Kim Jong-un. I'll tell you that right now.
The Yam family. I hear all of their great people. Shout out to the Yams.
Shout out to them.
Yeah, sign up on Patreon. Plus, guys, live shows. We're going to be coming to fucking Texas.
Oh, yeah.
When this comes out in like 2 or 3 weeks.
We're smoking through Texas.
Do we got
San Antonio.
San Antone.
Houston. Austin for the Moon Tower Fest. And then closing it out over there in Fort Worth, Dallas.
Fort Worth, baby. It's going to get some fucking tickies. Then we also have...
See Dallas on a Sunday.
We have Long Island coming up.
Yes, we do.
We got Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Go
you
down
better
there.
Show up and come the fuck out the 27th of October, Helium Comedy Club. Let's fucking go.
The boys are coming home. I'm giving wedgies, nuggies, and swirlies. The line starts around a corner. Let's go.
The theme song is Worst Behavior. We're coming back.
Motherfuckers never loved us.
See, you said Tootsies.
Yeah, and we'll also have a NYC date dropping very soon.
Yes, we will. Very excited. How about a nice shout out to our producer extraordinaire?
Who that?
The magic man. He makes us all look good. He's the brains behind that Jersey Shore video that everybody's been falling all over themselves about. Give it up for T-Bone McMuffin. God damn it. It's Toby McMullen.
What's up, dudes?
What up, T-Bone?
Nothing. Just over here. I got a frosty beverage, just staying so ice cold thanks to this Like a Gentleman koozie. It's a plug fest, guys.
Oh, it's a plug. Heavy plug fest. Like a Gentleman koozie.
I got a 3-day pass to plug fest.
I wear them as mittens.
I put a testicle in each one of them.
And the real story is fucking Jeff Bezos over here ordered 4 million of these things. We got them clambering up the studio.
Jeff Bezos is so good.
This guy. Well, you're not getting your cut then. All right?
We're all backed up on Kindles over here. What? What?
Nothing on it.
What are we doing?
Yeah. We got a goofy one already, boys.
What are we doing? We're drowning in koozies.
I know. I'm looking at 17,000 of them right now. I ordered 100,000 koozies. I ordered more koozies than we have listeners.
My mom asked me to bring a couple home. I said, how many? She goes, 12. I'm like, what the fuck, Patty?
Yeah, she's having a couple of the boys over. You know what I mean? Also, yeah, Foley starts giving away the merch to all of his fucking dirtbag family members. Hey, I need 9 t-shirts for the boy. My aunt needs a fucking apron, whole 9 yards.
A Keep It Moving tour shirt makes a great christening gift, I'll tell you that. He'll grow into it.
Yeah, wrap the baby in this. Tell him we're coming to Texas. Tell him we're coming to Texas.
Yo, Bunk C looks like our roadies.
Hey, Fada, you ever been to Texas? You got any family down there in Texas?
Good stuff. We're having a good time. Gang, fucking family episode. We're not screwing around this episode. We're getting into your Patreon questions. We're going to rattle them off. Fucking Kippy, hit it.
I love how you go, okay, my job's over.
I did want to...
What would you like to say?
Well, I'd ask...
Henry, I have the floor.
I want to ask how garbage you think this is.
I recently
discovered some previous employment from this producer you talk up so much.
Okay, yeah.
Are you aware that Mr. McMullen used to be a canvasser?
Really?
Yep, hitting people up on the street. Who'd you used to work for?
Oh, my God, I work for like 4 different places.
What's the big one, the ASPCA or whatever, that nobody ever gets the money?
I'm not going to listen to you. Get out of my way, okay?
Dude, they were heavy in Philly around like 2008 to 2013.
That's why we met.
They were on every corner. Is it?
He was there canvassing. Now I remember.
No, it's not.
He came to Philadelphia to canvass.
You were a traveling canvasser?
Yeah. They
a gypsy canvasser? What are you doing?
Who'd you work for? I can't remember who the big one was, but they'd hit you up, and you just knew.
I think Children International was the name of the organization.
That sounds like a scam.
Yeah, which they never get a dime of that money.
Oh, no. It's Dialogue Direct is the company. Total scam.
Yeah, it's a third party. Yeah.
They're a for-profit company who takes most of the money and then gives a percentage to the organization they represent.
You fucking sleazeball.
I did that too for the.
You did?
Well,
I'm in bed with some fucking shysters over here. I look clean as a whistle.
No, you don't. You got dandruff all over the back of your shirt, but just saying. This is more of a hard feeling. I like it. Huh? I told you I did it for the Fraternal Order of Police.
Oh,
and
yeah,
stuff
that's
like
right.
That.
You were in the boiler room. This guy fucking pump and dump Ryan over
but that,
here.
But that brings up that's a fucking perfect transition. This is first question. Guys, as you know.
That's why I'm in the hot seat, baby. You think I don't earn my keep around here? I know what's going on.
You don't see the question.
Delicate genius.
The super glue seat, maybe.
Yeah, for the listener, fully super glued his seat together. Before we record it, like 2 ounces of super glue is going to fight back 400 pounds.
And my basketball shorts may or may not be stuck to the seat, to be quite honest with you.
All right, I'll see you guys later. That's like when you tuck the tablecloth into your thinking it's the napkin. All right, guys, I'll see you. The whole table goes.
I just stay here till you guys leave. Come back Tuesday morning, I'm still sitting here.
Got a long beard.
Hey, guys.
Oh, man, the big man's got the giggies. Kippy's got his number today, folks.
Very good.
I don't know if the people find it as funny as we do, but I am loving it.
Having a good time over here.
Guys, so as you know, when you join Patreon, we'll answer one of the perks of joining the Patreon is we'll answer your garbage question. Shout out to the Yam family and the estate. This one comes from Dallas, which where we'll be.
Holy shit.
This is a fucking plug-a-rama, dude. First time question, what's the shortest amount of time you've ever held a job?
First question, when do I get tickets for the Dallas show? Okay, fantastic question.
I would go to www. After I left Patreon.com, I would probably stop.
But that's all the questions became. Just us trying to grip.
Hey, sweet koozie you're
using.
If
I wanted to send cash directly to Foley, where could I send it to? That's a great question as well. Okay.
All right.
Let's get serious. Quit screwing around.
Quit screwing around. I got business to attend to.
I mean, this isn't Hyenas Comedy Club in Fort Worth, Texas. I know. I'm sorry, is it September 26th at 7 o'clock in Fort Worth, Texas?
Did you just check that on your movement watch?
I got a good night's sleep on my Helix. Fall asleep listening to my Raycons.
Stamps.com? No, all right. Well, that's fine.
All right, quit screwing around.
We got a lot of business to attend to. This is from Dallas. First time question. What's the shortest amount of time you ever held a job? For context, I worked at a bagel shop for 4 hours and a Rite Aid for 90 minutes.
Rite Aid, that's hard to do because there's training involved.
Yeah, that's
in
like
that.
A corporate job. You got to pass a background check there, son. They can't be letting you buy the pills.
90 minutes.
90 minutes.
Jesus Christ.
I so want to know if it was him or there's no way Rite Aid fired him in 90 minutes. That's got to be like, I'm not doing this.
That sounds like a walkout to me.
I've taken jobs where I'm like, there's no way I'm sticking around here.
I always wanted to take one last waiting tables job so I could quit the first day.
Oh.
Just to make myself feel better.
Hey, Henry, this is where we keep the napkins. Fuck you, I'm out of here. All right, man, what the fuck? Take out your 14 years of waiting tables on one guy.
I always wanted to have a job that I didn't need, but I was never in that position.
Barely in that position now.
Can I just keep Sundays?
Hey, can I do the brunch shift? Nobody wants to work during the day, right? I worked at a forklift battery place when I was in college.
Quit bragging. Was that an internship?
It was. It was an unpaid internship where, like, I wasn't getting credits. Or paid. I was just like, this was back in the day when that was still flying. I'm like, yeah, just come here and work type thing. I would send out, not cold calling, not knocking on the door. I would send out cold faxes. I just had like a list of fax numbers. I would just stand there like beep, boop, bop, boop, boop. Fax like a one sheet over of like, hey.
Did you ever get any bites?
What? No. What the fuck are you?
You got to be some kind of loser to fall for that. The fax got you? Holy shit, man.
Yeah, no, I never sold shit. I was supposed to come in like every Friday or something. It was like one of those things, just so I'd have it on my resume of like.
Really had your foot on the gas, did you?
Dude, who's running that company? Like, you can ignore a call. You can't ignore a fax.
You can't walk away from a paper, kid.
Either way, that sounds annoying as shit, huh? Am I right? That'll get your attention.
Yeah, and I.
I remember my dad had the fax machine set up down in his office for a little while.
Yeah.
And like up until like maybe like 3 years ago.
I think there's still one at my mom in the basement. It's not hooked up, but there's still one.
And every once in a while you'd be sitting there watching a ball game and fucking all of a sudden you hear R2-D2 going off in the corner. And you're like,
trip wire's been hit.
Yeah, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
And like some menu will slide out.
They know their market. Hey, Angelo's hit us with the new specials today. All right, I'll get this scampi.
See if they'll do a salad with the pasta. I'll make a deal.
Yeah, but I left that place. I pulled in, I think on my second or third day, maybe. I pulled in, hung like still drunk from the night before. It was a college, like dollar beers on a Thursday night at like, you know, the local fucking watering hole.
Mm-hmm.
I pull in and just still drunk, like, and just being like, I can't, there's no way I can go in there and do this. I was chugging a red Gatorade thinking it was going to fight, like just hoping to string a couple of hours together. And my boss walked by, he's like, oh, hey. And I was like in the car and I just like, I was in my mom's gray Bravada, just fucking hit the fucking bricks, dude. It was, and even worse, it was in a stone parking lot because it was in like a warehouse, like a, you know, so as I did it, like I hit them with dust and pebbles, like fucking sprayed them. It's like fucking later, nerd.
See you around, losers.
Yeah,
starting my own fax company.
Yeah, he hit me up a couple years later. He was getting together like a soccer magazine or something. He's like, you or anybody you know want to sell? I'm like, nah, man, I'm fucking out of here.
This guy sucks.
Yeah, this guy's got the worst fucking products in the world.
He's pitching shit to you?
Yeah. No, it was more like, do you want to work for us?
He's like, I didn't want to work for you the first time, asshole. Yeah,
didn't I leave you in a parking lot somewhere?
Pulled out like one of the Duke boys. Great question.
That was a fantastic question.
I made it a week, one place, I think is the shortest. Me and my brother, I think we talked about this. Me and my brother got these jobs. It was a union contract, but they needed non-union people, but they were paying union rates.
Yeah, they will pay, like, that's with the union. I forget exactly what it is, but they're like, you can take on non-union guys, but you have to pay them like two-thirds of a regular union.
A family friend owned the company.
Yeah,
and they hired. We were
nothing on that. Should have been outside your house with a fucking rat.
We were lining coax cable through a high school, and we had no idea what we were doing. Sure. Just fucking breathing like asbestos and insulation every day in the drop ceilings. Mm-hmm. We're like crawling through there.
Foley and his brother like coax goes in, copper comes out.
Somebody put a bunch of empty wire in here.
Just all PVC. Yeah, they realized we had no idea what we were doing.
Yeah, of course, of course. All right, let's see here. This is from Mavi, I think it is. You had to have a question read. Ever needed to have a paper license plate taped to your back window?
I see them more and more these days, and I don't know why.
I had one for too long on the Tiga. When I got the so sometimes if they don't have, it's like a temporary plate, right? But I don't get, when I got the Kia, I left there with the fucking steel on the car, the front and the back, the New York Johns.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, they right away. But when I bought the, I think it's more used cars. When I bought it from like a rinky dink, like, you know, one of those like, they have the corner lot and there's like a trailer on it type thing.
I never understood that. And there's all different kinds of cars, yet they stay in business for like 50 years.
Yeah, there's good fucking, you make good margins on them.
There's one in our area that's been there forever. Yeah. I've never seen anybody buy a car there, and they keep getting bigger and bigger every year.
Yeah. I don't know. We bought a car. It was like a family friend or something like that. Friend of my stepdad's. Same thing. And the day I turned in, I finally took it down, you know, a year later or whatever. Like,
you had a temporary tag for a year?
I think it was on there. I just never taken it off. Like,
is it paper?
Yeah.
What did it look like? Old homework by the end?
It was like a little frazzled for sure. The sun had gotten to it a little bit.
Jesus Christ.
When I turned my fucking Montego in, there was still the top piece of tape was on the inside of the back window still. I would, every time I looked at my rear
view. Oh, you had it inside.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, that's, I'm talking about the ones that are where the license plate should be. Oh. The nice, the paper white ones.
They gotta last like an hour.
I mean, when I see them, I'm always happy for people. I'm like, oh, this guy got a new car. You know, I see a lot
or
of them.
Can't
these
afford
days.
License plates.
Dude, in the fucking window, that is a tough look.
Yeah.
I would not ride with my parents in the car if our license plate was in the fucking rear window.
Well, it's temporary until the tags come. Then the tags came, I put them on, and just, I guess I never took down. The piece of tape was there for, I think I had that car for like 8 years.
Jeez.
Boys, I just found maybe my favorite story in Are You Garbage history.
I'm listening.
Used car king of New York busted in prolific paper license plate scam.
Oh, there you go.
Dog.
More and more of them.
This fool sold as many as 3,000 phony paper tags in the past year alone, pocketing $250,000 in cash.
Damn. That doesn't seem like that much, though.
For 3,000? Each one's about 8 G's, if I'm doing the math right.
That's not right.
Yeah, it is.
3,000 times 8,000 is more than 250,000.
What is it?
It would be $800.
Huh? 800? 800,000?
What? No.
Said he made 200 and some thousand.
Yep.
He sold 3,000 of them.
Yeah, for like 83 bucks a piece.
Yeah.
Oh, 83 bucks.
Yeah, not 8,000 bucks a piece.
Okay, but here, but
be like a billionaire.
Yeah, what the fuck?
But are you ready for the?
If you're doing a scheme, that doesn't seem. I'm scheming bigger than that. Shout out to the Yams.
Are you ready for the AYG kicker? Okay. Ocasio, whose criminal record dates to 1996, was arrested Tuesday at a Long Island Buffalo Wild Wings.
Nice.
Come on.
going out in style.
That's like 250K untaxed in your bank account.
Covered in blue cheese. You got your fucking wing sauce on your face.
What took you so long as they walk up?
Smoking a celery stick. The waitresses are all crying in the corner. They took Jimmy.
Yeah, that's a tough look, the temporary tag or plate. Is
bad news, man. Yeah. Bad fucking news.
All right, in the same vein, this is from McLean. I have not had one read yet. Ever give the finger to a student driver? You got to be a real cold bastard to do that. Give the kid a break.
Anybody that does that, man, I don't know how anybody has the patience for that.
With patience? I don't have the fucking nerves.
A driving teacher?
I don't even like it when you're driving.
Oh, my God, I'd be a wreck.
Oh, dude.
Sitting next to some fucking 16-year-old.
I did see one time we were about 14, 13. I don't know, probably younger. Probably
they're never nice cars either. They're always tough looks.
Yeah. The big thing
man,
for
can
us
you imagine
was,
driving that off shift? If that's the main mode of transportation?
That's a tough look.
Pulling up to the bar.
The norm sign on the top? No, yeah, that's bad.
Pulling up to the bar and that
trying
thing.
Trying to get late in a student driver car?
You ever see two brakes?
Yeah, you're all fucked up in the passenger seat, hitting the brake on your buddy.
Oh, that
hey,
would
go,
be,
will you? Go.
That would be fun.
Hey, it's a green light, jerk off.
Now we're talking. Where do we get our hands on one of these things?
I did see one time we were playing laser tag. At the Ultra Zone. Shout out to the. Did you have Ultra Zones by you? There was a couple of them. I think they were like a bigger chain.
There's a couple now. I don't know. It's called Urban Air. There's a couple now in our
area.
Those
are trampolines.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We didn't have a laser tag set up.
Yeah, Ultra Zone. They were by there was always like one by a mall. I felt like there was a handful of them, so I assumed they were more widespread.
I only knew two kids that had laser tag. One was my cousin, and we only had one.
What, parties?
No, just in general.
What do you mean?
I wasn't in that life. I wasn't about that.
It came out. You were too old when it got cooking.
I remember.
Because I was like on the cusp of like, this is corny, but it's still kind of fun when it got popular.
I just remember my cousin had one, but just one.
What do you mean one? I don't know.
Just
had
one
it at
gun.
The house?
Yeah, one gun.
No, I'm talking about going and playing.
No, just one gun.
I'm sorry. I have to pause. I'm going to shit myself.
Again?
Dude, I'm so sorry.
Jesus. Gang, this podcast is brought to you by our good friends at BetterHelp.
Yep.
Is there something holding you back, something you want to get off your chest? You got to go to BetterHelp and get yourself straightened out. They match you with a licensed therapist in the privacy of your home within 48 hours. Kippy, straighten them out.
Yeah, guys. It's not a crisis hotline. It's not a self-help line. It's Mm-mm. professional counseling done securely online.
Professional.
Guys, the pandemic, I mean, we're still in it. We're still kicking around. You know, you don't want to have to go sit in a lobby of a place.
You can't be sitting in some waiting room reading some Sports Illustrated from 98. Come on.
Yeah, and plus you can, the place I used to go, I could hear the person before me. Then I know the person while I'm in there, the person who's waiting behind me can hear me crying about my dad or whatever. You don't need it, right? It's easy
bald
peasy.
Kid's a real screwball.
You can do it worldwide. You just log into your account anytime. You can send a personal message to your counselor. You get a timely and thoughtful response. Plus, you can schedule weekly videos or phone sessions. Like we said, no waiting rooms. It's easy peasy, lemon squeezy. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if you want to.
Look at that.
I mean, what are we doing here?
What are we doing?
It's easy. So visit BetterHelp.com/garbage. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, and join over the 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional.
Look at that.
Everyone's taking care of their mental health. You got to do it too.
Get on it.
Special offer for RU Garbage Issues listeners. You'll get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/garbage. One more time, guys, get a pen, get a paper, write it down. BetterHelp, HELP.com/garbage.
Kippy, Raycon wireless earbuds.
Best in the biz.
I'll say it again, Raycon wireless earbuds.
I'll say it one more, Raycon wireless earbuds.
But you don't got them. You got the other brand. Yeah. I'm the one bebopping down the street to my upbeat tunes with my Raycons in.
Your coolness factor went up 15% when I gave them to you.
I'll be on the phone. You think I'm talking to you. I put you on hold. Boom, I'm right back to the playlist.
You walk around with CEO vibes when you got them in.
I love them. They fit perfectly in your ear. They're very comfortable. Battery lasts forever. Volume's unbelievable. The best. Love them. And when you put them in, it goes power on.
Ooh,
and I dig that.
You feel like a robot.
Oh, yeah.
Check, tuning in. Beep, boop.
Guys, bring me sandwiches.
They start at half the price of other premium audio
brands.
Half
the price, too.
But they sound just as good.
I think better, and they feel better in your ears. I'll be honest with you. They fit comfortably in there.
Also, I'm going to hit you with, they come with a 45-day happiness guarantee, so if you you really can't lose. Give them a try, and you'll see what the big man is telling you about.
Oh, yeah.
Right now, Are You Garbage listeners can get 15% off the Raycon order to at buyraycon.com/garbage. One more time, guys. That's buyraycon.com/garbage. You'll save 15% on Raycons. You'll be cool like Foley.
Yeah, you will.
You'll be a little bit of a robot.
Mm-hmm.
You'll look cool to your friends. You'll sound cool on the phone. You'll be bopping, scatting around. That's buyraycon.com/garbage. Do it.
Yeah.
Now back to the show.
Yeah, no UltraZone.
No UltraZone.
No.
Yeah, I meant, yeah, the place, we never had it. Nobody ever had one at the house.
That's how, see, I think you're thinking laser, I think you missed the beginning of laser tag. That was sold as a home gun.
Yeah, but they were never good or
no,
worked.
It sucked. That's what I'm
That's
saying.
That's what I'm saying. You go to UltraZone, you
it
get
didn't
fucking
start getting corporate until you guys were kids.
Well, Kip, I can tell you there's some unhappy customers of the UltraZone down there in Benson-Salem, PA.
Benson-Salem, this guy. Fucking learn how to read before you before you come at me and the good people of Lower Bucks County, okay?
Where do you live? Benson Hedges? Benson Hedges, PA?
Can you buy me a Ben-Salem cigarette, please? It's Ben-Salem, you bozo.
All right, well, this review is of the UltraZone in Bensonhurst.
Yeah.
is from Ryan, who's a grown-ass man with sunglasses and a backwards hat and his avatar for Google reviews, which you stink already. One-star review from 1 year ago, so UltraZone's still going
Damn,
strong.
Damn, they're still can't let he's been holding a grudge for a couple of years.
I'm going to wait and get him.
I thought it closed a fucking decade ago.
This is unreal. I will begin this review by stating that I am utterly disgusted and disappointed, all caps, with the unsportsmanlike environment I experienced.
There was guys covering their packs. I shot him. He had his hand over his...
You're dead. I got you. I got you.
It's a grown man with a car payment. The staff allowed
Doubt it, by the way.
Yeah.
The staff allowed one of their friends slash coworkers named Steve, parentheses, confirmed by two employees.
God.
To participate using a vest that was very clearly programmed to not disable its gun when shot. The player, parentheses, Steve,
oh my God.
Did not leave the arena with everyone else and stayed inside.
The arena.
The arena of combat, I mean.
I will have my vengeance in this life or another. Game master! That's what you have to do.
Two men enter Steve's, leaves what he wants.
Yeah.
Not only does this kind of behavior show a clear and blatant disregard for fair play, but also a high level of unprofessionalism as a business. If management takes the time to read these reviews, I hope you take the time to speak with your employees, parentheses, and Steve, about this type of behavior.
Steve needs to hear about what's
going
on here.
So it can be corrected in the future.
UltraZone's got to work on their vetting process, huh?
I mean, it's also like...
You ever shoot a gun before? Yeah, you hired.
You hired. It was... Yeah, the Ultras, that specific UltraZone was the one we would dabble in, for sure.
However,
Benson and Hedges.
I bet you they threw a nice fucking slice at you.
Buddy, they had a birthday party room that would knock your fucking socks off. I'm telling you.
Like the Bellagio in there. 32
Walk
degrees.
Walk in, you get a stack of quarters to play the games.
Ooh. You know what's not too shabby? I don't fucking shake a stick at it. A pitcher of soda.
I mean, we've talked about this before, but if you come heavy with a fucking... I like Pepsi out of a pitcher.
Nice
lets it
pitcher
breathe,
of soda.
Lets it breathe a little bit.
Packed with ice, pouring it from the side so you get a little ice in your cup.
That was, hold on, when you were a kid.
And you saw dad do that for the first time.
That was an older person thing. My
head explode.
My cousins could do it. I couldn't.
Oh, yeah.
We would go
took
to
skill.
We would go to Sam's and you'd get a pie and you'd sit at Sam's Pizza down here in Wildwood. And they would give you a pitcher.
They would?
Yeah, they would give you a pitcher of birch beer.
We didn't get to do dine-in service. We ate it on the boardwalk like animals.
Oh, when we went. Yeah.
By the way, I've said this. I want to say it publicly. I know it's been covered by the experts, but one of the best slices of pizza I've ever had in my life.
Sam's Pizza is a home run.
Holds
pizza.
Up. Home run. So that's not just good shore pizza. It's fucking good pizza. Fantastic.
I think gutter. I'm Toby McMullen, and I think otherwise.
The tomatoes were really shut up.
Yeah, kick rocks.
It's
nerd.
Like the best pizza from a Chuck E. Cheese you'll ever have.
You're nuts. How? People get into this.
Get a haircut and call your father.
Yeah,
all
right? Jesus Christ. Prez gave it a 7.9.
Yeah. Come on.
And you were like, you got to respect what he says. You got to respect
it's the only review of his that I've ever disagreed with.
Oh, my God.
He was pressured into it.
What, you follow him around like Dave Matthews?
You're a fucking bozo.
Don't you kill that fly?
No. Don't. He's been landing on me. Tickles my legs on your face. All right. This episode's bonkers.
Taking him home with me.
All right, let's see. This is from Elizabeth, and we've touched on this, I'm sure, on the side. I think you have. I haven't. Have you ever gone sledding on something that wasn't an actual sled?
I still think about it to this day. I've discussed it multiple times in the podcast. The famous Unisys Hill in Union Meeting, Pennsylvania. The cardboard snow sled.
Yeah.
Me and my brother, day off of school, new in town. Just moved into Town Line Apartments.
Oven mitts on his
didn't
gloves.
Have a lot of friends. Didn't have a lot of friends.
Still don't.
Oven mitts sewn to his jacket.
So he doesn't lose them.
He blues you.
Fat little bastard. Plus, I got a pot roast in the oven. Yeah, my mom's off from work. I feel like she did it to be strong. There's no way that this woman thought that aerodynamically that this was
going
to work.
She don't know what's going
just
on.
Just pure physics. She said she used to do it when she was a kid.
Listen, the 20s were a weird time.
Using a cardboard box as a fucking sled. We just went, into
the
snow.
Yeah, you're not going anywhere.
Oh,
do you remember
man.
What kind of box it was? Cereal? A Fruit Loop box.
It stunk, man. The other kids are looking at us like we were aliens. It was fucking brutal.
Oh, of course.
Talk about not making friends. Not to mention she tried it and rolled down the hill. Now she's covered in snow, yelling at us. The fucking boxes are
I told
wet.
You assholes this wouldn't work.
She's selling us out. Oh, man. It was a tough look.
Yeah.
And I remember we went to like a Kmart or a Walmart. Because we had just moved, so we had to get rid of our... For some reason, the sleds couldn't make the trip. So they got 86 in a yard sale the week before we fucking blew out of town. But we price checked a couple sleds in Kmart.
Kicking the tires on
probably
it.
Like $5-$10, you know, a little circle jaunt. Like,
the saucers.
No, we're not getting that.
Now let's go embarrass ourselves in the new neighborhood, kids.
I love you, Patty. Good stuff. Yeah, that's a tough look. You probably had all the hot shit because you were a divorce kid playing fucking both ends against the middle. You were out like car shopping probably. You go to the lot and see what they have. Probably
no.
With the fucking handbrake, you little prick. You have the handbrake? Fucking scumbag, the two-seater.
Picking up chicks.
You're turfing me.
No, we weren't a big sled. Maybe like just one or two of the cheapo plastic drones, you know what I mean?
We had a couple of the radio flyers left over. Those things
we had
were
one left.
Death traps.
I don't know where that was what I was going to say. I don't know where the fuck it came from.
The wooden ones with the rails on it?
With the red metal rails.
And we would die in those things.
We would wax up the rails. My dad's like, you got to wax these up. I'm like, all right, dude.
I
went down my fucking hill, like, dude, cooking down this thing. You could have went in August. This thing
like
was,
a fridge.
Dude, these things were so slick.
Yeah, but you had to, those were for old time winters. They were for winters when it was like 40 below.
Yeah, they weren't for fluffy snow.
No.
You need to be on like a ski hill. You had to go down, a tire track on that thing.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Those things would get cooking. Good luck steering with that thing.
No, you're fucking.
Fucking dead.
God's
man.
Driving there. God, take the wheel on the radio flyer.
The only sled that had a compartment for your smokes. Had a cigarette lighter in it. Fuck that.
Yeah, those things are fucking tough.
The best
my dad brought, he goes, yeah, we got this. And I had been in every inch of our house, and he broke that out. I don't know where. I still, to this day, think he had it in the crawl space. I'm like, we don't own that. Where did you get this? He goes, yeah, this was mine. I don't know if it was his or something.
Jesus.
Man, this thing was rickety. I tell you that. For sure, dude.
Like being on a fire escape downtown.
It was like that scene in Cool Runnings where they show the inside of the sled and the bolts are falling out and shit. Like, they're going too fast and the old sled breaks.
You're going backwards down the hill.
Me and my brother in the bathroom. Practicing leans.
You want to live, don't you?
Hey, Kippy, you dead yet? Yeah, man.
Oh, great question.
Oh, man.
I want to make sure we go. I want to go sledding this year.
Okay. I mean, you're too big to be. That's too much velocity. You have to lose like a couple of pounds.
Take out a city bus.
I know. Jesus Christ. That was like when we had Bobby on for the first time. Bobby talked about how he hurt himself stupid. And then we made the joke that he may have too much momentum, that he went through past the end of the hill, ends up on the highway. He keeps going, gets caught in an easy pass. Oh, that's pretty good stuff. All right, this one's from Kevin. Does anyone you know fish without a standard fishing pole? They're using something else. That canoodling, that fucking, you get them on your...
Canoodling? I don't know any canoodlers.
It's just noodling.
Oh, whatever.
It's amazing how many attractive women noodle, I'll tell you that, according to Instagram.
I mean, on TV, yeah. You're not going to really find them at the bog.
You couldn't pay me $1 billion to get in that water, let alone stick my hand on the fucking side of a creek into rocks trying to fucking go into a fucking catfish's summer home. Are you out of your fucking mind?
I'm there with my pants off.
Get the fuck out.
Hey, where's he at? Hey, you said this hole, right? Rub a little power bait on my peepee.
You got a snorkel on. Oh, man.
Okay.
Every once in a while, going down the shore, going down the beach, you know, a bunch of families would come. There was always somebody on the fringes that usually didn't come down, or maybe the family that did their own thing, where the dad would, like, yeah, do something with, like, a spool of fishing line on, like, a wooden stick. He would, like, fish like that, like, off the bridges.
I've like, attempted that more as of, like, it's a summer day, and we have nothing. As, like, a 9-year-old, and you're like, oh, well, today's going to be 47 hours. Like, I got to kill some time. You know what I mean? You get into some mischief. We would, like, fuck around with that, but never, like,
yeah,
never knowingly.
Not as an adult.
We're going to try to catch them. It was more like, let's see if we can figure this out.
No, this was their move. He'd show up with one of those primer buckets, those huge paint buckets, and he'd have all his shit in there. Like a couple of fucking things to cut the line and bait and this and that.
Goober
town. Like, you rip your fucking fingers off with this.
Yeah, I don't fuck with
that. Head over to Dick's. Get a fucking...
get a rod and reel, will you?
Yeah, get your shit together.
Let's see. All right. This one's from Joshua. Ever participate in your school's talent show?
No. I could have done it. I could have done the senior class show. But I was in
You guys don't get me.
I was in an argument with my girlfriend and didn't go.
Were you guys going to bang on stage or something?
I don't know. I can't remember what it was. But I was working at West Coast Video, and I purposely didn't go. And I picked up a shift at West Coast.
Listen, I'm going to pick up a shift. I'd rather earn money than spend money, all right? You could have played Sunny Day. I was in it in eighth grade.
The senior class show?
Not the senior class show. Like, the talent show. Like, the junior high, I guess. Our junior high was 7th, 8th, and 9th. I guess I was 7th or 8th grade. This band had gotten a friend, like a group. There was like 10 people that played instruments or sang or whatever out of like all of, you know, the whole school or whatever.
Okay.
And I had played. They got in as a guitarist, a drummer, and like these two girls sang. And they needed a bassist.
Of course they did. Talking about a super group. This is how the Eagles started, by the way.
And they were like, hey,
did you play the bass?
Yeah. I had played the bass. I just wasn't like that tight with them. But they're like, hey, we're already in. And it was one of their original songs, like the girls' originals. It was like these two broads thought they were like, you know, Christina Aguilera and fucking Britney Spears. Meanwhile, I was just trying to slap the fucking bass. You know what I mean? Stage diver, crowd surf or something. So yeah, we played. They were already in, so we just had to do a couple rehearsals with them, and then, you know, the than the big show. And I remember...
oh, my God.
The band, so another, this group of kids that we knew.
Hey, Johnny, you know that new sound you've been looking for?
Boom, doom, 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 doom.
Hey, man, the talent show's over. Unless you know a fat kid with a cheap bowl cut that can play the bass guitar.
It was an Ibanez. No big deal. Oh, man. It was sweet.
You must have stunk.
I was okay. I carried.
Like Anthony Jr. up in your room wailing on that thing?
I'm all my wee wee. I was the only thing that was getting wailed on in the
kid's
bedroom.
Getting pretty good.
No, I...
Get your noodle hooked up to an amplifier?
What the fuck was I going to say? Oh, but I remember the fucking bitch music teacher. I don't even know her name. She thought we were like the symphony. So we were in 7th or 8th grade, and then the 9th graders were like... The kid is still a phenomenal guitar player, like fucking melt your face, heavy metal, like Metallica shit. And they played Fade to Black. And at that point, like, it sounded.
You want to follow that?
No, they were closing out. I mean, come on. What do they know how to put a show together?
Don't be an asshole, Foley.
I mean, dude, we were playing Falling Down. We opened up the first half, okay? But they played Fade to Black. In my head, as a Metallica fan, I was like, this is like note for... It was probably not as good, but at the time,
you
I was
think?
Like, this was phenomenal. I just think because that was such a complicated song, for them to even be able to do it... What?
I don't know who you are right now.
What do you mean?
Because that's a complicated song.
Well, no, I'm saying as a fucking eighth grader, to watch these kids like actually do a fucking Metallica song well... I was shocked. I didn't have the confidence to do that. But we all wanted to watch it. We were like, and they're like, she was like, no, you can't. We're like, let us go watch them close out the fucking show. She's like, you are performers. You have to stay back. I'm like, I'm a fucking 300 pound fucking 12-year-old. Let me the fuck out there. What a fucking mosh. Fucking breaking my stones, lady. You're working at fucking a junior high right now.
So could be retired after that one show.
Played a couple more.
Couple more dates.
Couple more dates. Couple more T-shows.
For us, it was Patience by Guns N' Roses.
I've heard of it.
There were a couple of bozos, I think, in my brother's grade.
They could nail it. In your eyes at that time,
yeah,
nailed it.
They were in.
And you're like, these.
They were the guys with the acoustic guitars at parties. They got together. Mm-hmm. This one kid sung it. And yeah, it brought the fucking house down. My cousin also brought the house down at our talent show. Doing a Michael Jackson impersonation that she had done for years. Fucking crowd pleaser.
Real original.
Murder.
Get out of here, impersonator. Get out of here.
Fucking we were writing originals, man.
I was playing Falling Down.
You should have heard me wailing. I was like, doo 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 doo.
That's pretty much what I was like. It was like open E, then like, you know, yeah. Doo 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 doo. I was shredded.
Oh, you stink.
But I remember the one of the guitarists or whatever had a wireless. He had like brought, dude, he was walking around the fucking gym / cafeteria / auditorium. The cafe-gymeterium, if you will.
He was killing it by the vending machines.
I stole that, I think, from Bill Engvall. he was walking around. I remember just being like, this is the fucking the height of showmanship right here.
He's kicking banana pudding in parents' faces.
It was a scene. It was a
good
time. All right, moving right along. This is for Mark. Have you ever been skitching?
What the fuck? Yeah,
you know what skitching is.
Oh, my God. I got broke off, hammer drunk, skitching on a cab. Got speed.
Skitching on a cab is when you're like on rollerblades, a bike, or a skateboard. You hold on the back of a car.
Like Back to the Future?
Yes.
Okay.
But there was a Sega game. Sega, I think it was called Skitchin, where that was the game. But you had to like dodge things and switch car and
that's
whatever.
That's trash.
It was a great time.
That is a garbage fucking video game.
I tried to buy it. I'm not even lying. I tried to buy it at a fucking yard sale in my neighborhood. And my mom was like, absolutely not. It was $5. I'm like, this is a steal. This old bastard doesn't know the price of fucking Skitchin. It should have been like.
Mine, I got Skitchin.
It should have been $39.99.
Sounds like a rash you get.
Yeah.
It's all sketched up.
But yeah, sorry, continue, T-Bone.
Oh, I just, the cab took off. There were two girls in the back seat. One of them locked eyes at me. I gave her the, like, the shh, be cool, and she was like, okay. And then
she opened her door.
It was like 3 a.m. Ashland Avenue in Chicago. This cab took off, just gunned it. I instantaneously got speed wobbles and got pitched sideways. I'm midair, and I just see this chick looking back at me just like, oh, fuck.
Call me.
I'm kind of glad that happened to you.
Slam.
Skitching.
Rolled both ankles, hit my head, got a concussion, didn't walk for like 3 days.
If I was in an Uber and I saw somebody, I'm definitely opening the door. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. I had my buddies, who will remain nameless, but they were, I don't know if they were going to try to beat the cab or whatever, but one of them was like, got out, like tried to get out before the cab had like fully come to a stop. And he knew something was up. And this is back in the day. This is way pre-Uber. This is Philly, like 2000 fucking 8 or whatever. Where those cabs were, they're relatively lawless. You could like still smoke in them.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like, you know.
And as Mr. DeRosa says, international waters.
It is. It's international waters. And I guess he thought they were going to run.
Mm-hmm.
Because my one buddy opened the door. And I think he got out at a light. Was like, I'm out. And like, but there were still like four other people in the car or whatever. And he was, it was like this old timer who was like, I've been beat too many. This ain't happening again. Fucking lays on it. Hops on 676. Hops on the highway.
Jesus.
Yeah.
With the kid hanging out?
No, he's gone. He pulls out a gun and he's like, no one's going anywhere. They're like, what the fuck? They're like, dude, we'll pay you. We'll pay
We're
you.
Just skitching, man. Yeah.
He pulled over on the side.
Yeah, what?
He pulled over on the side of the highway and they got off on 670. They had to like jump over the barriers and shit.
Hey, thanks, sir. Take care.
Yeah, keep the change. Will
that's
you?
Not skitching, though. That's just falling out of a cab.
Yeah, that's being a drunk asshole in fucking 2008.
Toby skitched.
Yeah.
You just learned what it was 30 seconds
I know,
he's ago.
I been plugging in every fucking thought. Two words.
Well, you look like a skitcher. I'll be honest with you. I can really see you doing it.
Looks
that.
Like you're skitching a little bit down there, to be honest with you. A little jammed up in your fucking underwear region. Your balls are skitching. Your balls are skitching on your wiener. All right, let's see here. I don't have cats, but do you, this is for you two, I guess. Do you keep a spray bottle for your misbehaving cat?
Mm-mm. I would never spray my little stinky
No.
Dinky.
Or a can of pennies for your dog. I guess if you shake it, it scares him. I keep that for my younger brother. Throw some nickels at him.
Yeah, my mom had that when we were kids. I think it was for us, though.
That was a retirement fund.
She'd squirt us with the water bottle.
My buddy's dog had an electric collar.
Oh, we used to try those on all the time.
Oh, yeah.
In front of the TV.
But there was a clicker, like the second level, there was a clicker that you could click it to train them.
Mm-hmm.
And it would like give them like a low voltage shock, I guess. So then the dog just became afraid of the remote. So we would sneak in late at night, and that thing would start barking, and you just fucking grab the closest remote and point it at him. We would fucking shy away.
Jesus Christ.
Keep your fucking mouth
fucking
shut.
Fucking dirtbags.
Hey, I play a game. It's either that or I get grounded.
Dude, I just remember that my mom, when we would play out in the neighborhood, she had a dog whistle she would blow to get us to come back to the house.
A dog whistle? You can't hear those.
I think you can. They're just very high.
No, not like a dog whistle, like only dogs. Like a
whistle.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think they're like more like
a long. Was it a long one of those old school long ones?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Jesus Christ! Did she do like a little?
Was it a slide?
You remember those little whistles with little fans in them? They were hot. Those things were hot for a minute.
I don't know what you mean. The kazoo?
Yeah, no, not a kazoo. What am I, a fucking jerk off?
Yes.
The little, they're like tube ones, and they have little fans inside, and you go wee.
No, I don't recall.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Just call yourself a musician.
Hey, you want to be in my talent show?
I wonder why the band broke up.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
My one neighbor had a cowbell to call him home for dinner when I was real little.
There's a lot of jokes there. I'm leaving it on the table.
You'd hear it banging. He was a little chubby kid, too. You'd hear it banging throughout the neighborhood for him to come home for dinner.
He'd come home wearing his shirt. Oh, what's going on, Mom?
A little fat kid busting through the bushes.
All right, let's see. This one's from Steve. Have you or anyone in your family ever used a stapler to fix the drooping fabric interior roof liner of your car?
Jesus Christ, that was wordy.
Yeah, it was wordier. I cleaned it up.
No, we tucked it on the sides like a gentleman.
Not going to puncture a good roof.
Yeah, those things were a tough look.
Yeah.
When that would start hanging
that
down.
That starts drooping. Ooh. What was that? That doesn't happen in cars now.
No, cheap fabric.
Yeah.
Bad glue. I don't know. It was the demise of the auto industry. I don't know what to tell you, kid.
Yeah.
Detroit wasn't the same. Yeah. Fucking dropping it.
We got bad ceilings and slow sleds.
Yeah.
Shit's changing.
Yeah, fucking jar full of pennies.
If it was a secondhand car, if it was like one of us driving it, we'd just cut that shit.
Yeah.
That's just getting ripped out.
Yeah.
100%.
All right, let's see. This one is from, this is from Sam. Have you ever drove a dirt bike in a residential area? I don't think you've ever been on a dirt bike.
I've been on a mini bike once, and a kid... This dirtbag kid in our neighborhood had a track around the back of his house.
Ooh.
And I rode it. Yeah.
Oh, man. That is the wrong side of the tracks.
Oh, this place was. I don't even know if he had parents. I'll be honest with you.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
It's tough.
Yeah, I rode it once, was petrified, almost burned my leg on the. I was scared of burning my leg on the muffler.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, never.
I don't know if I ever ridden a proper dirt bike. I had a mini bike growing up. My brother had a go-kart, and then we rode quads and stuff. Like, friends had quads that we would ride.
No.
Yeah, but never...
I was petrified of those things before I even knew what it was. Somebody got hurt on a quad.
There was always... That's how you break your neck. Breaking your neck.
That's
apparently in the 80s and 90s, everybody was breaking their neck.
I think a lot of people did.
It was a little lawless. Yeah.
They were completely unsafe back then.
Yeah. I dumped my mini bike. First day I got it, I think I told him, my dad got it for Christmas, and my mom was like, don't get him a fucking, I'm sure it was a contentious conversation, but he was like, you don't think I'm going to buy this kid fucking happiness? Fucking mini bike, drove it the first day, guy fucking dumped it, tore up my fucking arm. My mom was like, what happened to your arm the next day? I'm like, I fell at school. She's like, yeah, it's Christmas break, I've been in school 9 days. I'm like,
been practicing on the bass.
Yeah. You'll see.
You'll be sorry, Ma.
This is from DeVry. Are you garbage if all four tires are different brands? Yes.
Yes, yeah. 100%.
Yeah. I'm not going to say I haven't been jammed up in situations 100%. Like that, but it's trashy. But I get what you got to do. You got to do what you got to do. You know, if you need a new tire, you only got $150. You can't have a fucking...
What are you going to do?
You know, what are you going to replace them all just so that...
Fucks up the alignment on the car. I just want you kids out there to know that.
Not the brands. The
yeah,
sizes.
It does. Nah,
no, the sizes.
Too.
No.
Different treads. Telling you, I've just been going through it. I've been through like four tires in the last year.
I think it's more year. You're not really balanced when you're cruising. You got a heavy payload.
The car drives sideways.
This one's from Brandon. First question, have you ever known anyone who married multiple spouses with the same name? So you, like, married two Trishes. That would be too weird for me.
Too weird. Yeah.
Also, too, if, like, my uncle brought home, or, like, you know, my cousin brought home, like, hey, this is Megan, and then, like, 4 years later, this is Megan. Like, that's, you know, there's something here.
Yeah. This You're is a serial killer.
There's something kooky going on.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, get Tinder, something.
I didn't even like the second marriage. No matter who they were.
Really?
So, oh, yeah. If somebody got divorced and then you were at, like, their second wedding? Mm-mm. No, I don't think so.
I don't have any...
I think my opinions on that are well documented.
Yeah. I don't think I have any, other than my parents, nobody else had, like, a second marriage that I had to... Like, none of my friends have been married. Like, I'm not at the age now where, like, you're at the age where somebody could get married, divorced, and then remarried. I'm still a little too young for that.
Yeah.
Unless they got married at like 22.
I don't have that. I know one of my boys just got married at 45.
Late bloomer. When are you going to get married? Moving on.
Waiting out your marriage first. Trying to get my hands on you. All right, go for the money.
Hey, dual income. We could do it. Get a better tax break.
Nice insurance rates. I like
it. All right, let's see. This is relatively on the same path as that. This is Chuck, new to Patreon, first comment. Does your family keep, we've talked about this, does your family keep a record of cash that each guest provides as a gift for a party, confirmation, weddings, etc., then gift that family accordingly based on their initial gift when they have a party of their own?
What the fuck was that? What? No.
Yeah. Well, people do that at weddings.
Say it one more time slower. Oh,
you keep track of how much you somebody gives you, so then when they have an event, you give them the same amount.
No.
What I would no, that's insane to me. But people do know what you give at a wedding.
Oh, of course.
Like, I'm not even that guy. Like, I'm not the guy to be like, well, they only gave me 100 or they gave me 500.
Oh,
like,
yeah, you
but
know. Yeah,
as you're
mean?
Going through the cards, you're like, 500. All right, Steve. I didn't know you were fucking doing that well.
Yeah.
So you do know, and it does sit with you. You do remember.
100%.
I think I got an Amazon gift card from you that I'm pretty sure you took from your mom.
What was that for?
My wedding.
Oh, well, I wasn't invited. Lucky you got anything. Fucking prick. Look, I didn't give you a bill for an order of crab cakes and some watered down martinis. Bought my own chocolate fountain. Yeah. No, that's kooky. I'll tell you this, though.
But I think the power move would be to keep track of it, and then when you go, you give up.
Well, sure.
That's why I wouldn't flex and give the same thing. I would go, I want you to know I'm better. You gave me 200, here's 3. Don't think I don't know, because I do.
I notice if I give a nice gift, I will say I am looking for the thank you card at some point.
Yeah.
You know? Waiting on a couple right now, to be honest with you. A couple of thank you cards should be coming my way soon. Because I usually don't get them. I usually get a tongue-in-cheek, hey, thanks for coming.
Yeah, well, they're not really happy you're there, to be honest with you. And I mean, now they have to deal with a bounce check.
I went to this broad's house. I didn't steal none of her Percocets, and I don't get a thank you
card. I don't get a thank you.
I do you the courtesy and not robbing you blind.
I could have took that silverware, but I didn't.
Where we just did Robbie and Casey's wedding, and you spelled her name wrong on the envelope.
I fixed it.
No, you didn't.
Relax. Well, what is this? Fucking.
What is it? Ladies and gentlemen, he tried, he squirmed, he left.
First of all, I just wrote R and K, but just not thinking, and then I changed it to a C. I made it look cool.
As in C, I'm an idiot.
You can't turn a K into a C.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can, man.
You can turn an E into a B, maybe.
No, because I drew it out like calligraphy. Like I did I made it look like print. Looked cool. It did.
It didn't. And I called you out immediately when we gave the cards to Robbie.
Fair enough.
It's what I got to do.
What are you going to do?
Yeah. He also was like, what are you, animals? You both, because it was that we gave it to him the next morning. Because, like... Yeah, we gave it to him the next morning.
You don't want to get lost on the table or something.
Sure.
I need, especially with that, I needed eye contact when I handed that over.
He made fun of me because I didn't have... Oh,
I was like a fucking bread truck. That was a transfer of funds. I needed a receipt for that.
Yeah. No. Well, he called us out because we walked up to Robbie. Like, we were leaving the brunch the next day. Like, hey, thanks a lot. And I go, here, mine's just blank. Like, I didn't write to Robbie. Because also, it's like, you know who you are. It's not like it's going to mix
but
up with the other
weddings. But they get confused
with
that stuff.
What do you mean?
Was there a card inside that had your name on it?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, I had mine was watermarked. So he knows. The bills have a special ink on them.
He wrote an H folio on every bill.
It was like a hot script in Hollywood.
Sealed it in wax with your initials.
I would love to start doing that.
Yeah, someone does. I feel like I just watched something where, like, that's...
It ain't that big of a deal. It's like you could do it with crayons, I think. You can melt a crayon, sure. And then just you got to get your Family Crest stamper.
That's all you got to get is your Family Crest stamper, guys.
You know what I'm talking about? The wax on the cards, on envelopes? It's real classic.
H. Foley Crest is a chicken wing and a broken snowblower.
And an unplugged dryer.
Absolutely. Those things are cool.
All right. This one's from Zach. Haven't had a question read yet. Has anyone in your family ever been cast as a member at Medieval Times?
Cast as a member? They actually call people out from the crowd?
No.
I mean, if they ever worked at Medieval Times.
I don't know. I don't know what he's asking.
Never been.
Never been either.
No.
Would love to go. Oh, we could go. That could be a thing we do.
I wouldn't mind getting my hand on one of them turkey legs.
Oh, I did go. I went in junior high or elementary school, they took us.
Did it smell like horse shit? I would imagine it would.
I don't remember.
It's got to be tough to eat around that stuff.
I think they're Johnny on the spot with the cleanup.
Yeah, still, I feel like they got to be.
Horse shit? Come on.
Well, I don't think they're not keeping the horses in there. The horses are, like, kept outside and then trial, you know, they
They're still taking dumps in there. Come on.
I think less, though. They ask them, hey, do this outside before the showtime.
You're performers. You can't be shitting out there.
I don't know. I could.
You
I
can't
could.
Be shitting during a performance.
I don't think I could. I don't think I could eat it even with the remote smell of horse or horse shit.
I don't recall, to be honest with you. I also just remember it being. I was just like, this is. It's tough for me to get lost in that.
How are they serving food in there too? With that going,
I mean, it's
on?
A fucking. It's a turkey leg. It's not food. It's not. Still, like, it's not like a fork. Which is not a chef tasting.
I think there would be some type of FDA regulations.
FDA, no.
I don't know.
Yeah, I know you don't know because that doesn't make any sense.
Oh, is that what gave me away?
Yeah, no, never. But there's one right in Jersey. We could totally go.
I know.
He knows, guys. He knows. All right, this one's from Mark. Do you or have you ever shopped at a grocery store that had the anti-theft wheels on the carts? That really tells you something about where you live in a multitude of ways. Because if you're living in a place where people are stealing the carts,
it's a bad luck.
It's a bad luck. And it's also if they're stealing the carts so much that they have to do that. Like I take my mom's neighborhood, like they don't have them. And also like no one's stealing a cart. And if they do, it's like, just take the one. Like, you know what I mean? They don't care if one gets taken a year or a month or whatever.
Yeah, you got to be losing a lot of carts to invest in that kind of technology. Yes. I don't know how they do that. There's an invisible fence or if it's radar.
It's a shock collar. It's got to be something. Or there's just some guy in a computer room like hit 32 and then he fucking sees. It's like bait car. Seizes the engine on it.
Oh, man. That's a tough look.
Shopping carts outside of a supermarket and supermarket parking lot are the toughest look.
Sure.
You see a guy walking down a street, probably no one's ever pushing that down a street they probably should be walking down.
No.
It's always they're on the shoulder. They're like, there's a bumper in it.
A lot of highways, under bridges, under overpasses. That's where you see the solo shopping cart.
Yeah, it's a tough, tough look.
Frightening.
I feel like I was just somewhere where someone had one. And I was like,
wherever we were driving, there was a shopping cart on the one side of the road. I can't remember where we were.
No, but like, I was like.
Like a friend?
Oh, I think it was my mother-in-law took one.
What?
Yeah. I think she returned it. Oh, no. What they had is they had the basket. That's what they had. They stole a basket.
Jesus.
Yeah. Like a handheld, like,
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I don't know. Now, listen.
Now, those I wouldn't mind stealing.
I got to give you. It was a pretty. We had like a picnic and it was like fucking perfect. I don't know if she bought it or what, but it was in the apartment and we took it. I was like, oh, this thing's fucking. This is a good move.
Yeah.
Sanitize that up real quick. You got a freshie. Yeah.
I like that move.
Wasn't too bad, but I remember looking at it. I saw that in the house. I'm like, these don't belong in homes. I know that. But it's a pretty good snag. I got to give it to you.
She's got a sleeve of those produce bags.
That's what you take your lunch in.
Oh, man.
You got a bucket full of twist ties, too. I remember my dad. I don't know. I think it was just looking back. The way my dad would operate a twist tie, it was like he invented them.
Oh, it's crazy.
And I remember as a kid, I don't know if I didn't have enough torque or
you
something.
Didn't. Yeah.
Or like the dexterity to hold it tight and get it. I couldn't put a twist tie on to save my life. Meanwhile, this guy's making balloon animals.
That and how they stirred shit, like how fast they can make a spoon move in something. I was like, what are you, fucking Superman?
Well, we used to talk, I think we've mentioned this off air, but the thing for us was ice cream with like a little bit of Hershey syrup, like Breyer's ice cream, a little bit of Hershey syrup. And then my dad would fucking whip it. And he was the only one. And the kids were too. I don't know if I, again, didn't have them.
It didn't, yeah.
But like, he would like two whip. And then I did it as an adult. I was like, oh, this fucking.
Talk about blow your hair back. Yeah. Simple Breyer's vanilla and a little bit of fucking Hershey's. Whip that up into soft serve. Get the kids. Brush your teeth. Put some Listerine in because it's fucking good night.
Yeah. That
the
is
best.
That is a wrap.
Tough to recreate on the second bowl, too.
Oh, because there's already.
I don't know what it was, but going back and recreating that was tough.
Yeah. I don't know if I ever had to do it on multiple bowls. All right, moving on. We got it. Let's do like two more, and then we got get out of here. Let's see. We did the dropping of the roof fare. So from Mark, have you ever been named in a restraining order?
God, no.
Yeah, no.
Jesus Christ.
I don't even think anybody I know that has admitted to me they've been named. I'm sure I know somebody who has been in a restraining order.
Sure.
A boyfriend, girlfriend type thing, husband's wife type thing. I know too many dirtbags for that not to be a case.
Even somebody's got to keep 200 feet away.
Even if it was filed because it's like, hey, we filed it because there's something, you know what I mean? Even, you know.
Just playing, yeah, setting you up for something else.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would have to assume. Yeah.
Yeah, no. We got to have friends who can't get within 100 feet of Skrillex or something.
Skrillex.
I'm
banned from the Juggalos.
Turns out ICB can't take a joke.
All right, then we'll get out of here on this one. This one's from Jared. This is more of a debate. Is it trash to call ramen noodles oodles of noodles?
I always thought
that was a brand, I feel.
I don't know.
Let me look.
Used to call it Oodles of Noodles.
I think it was Oodles of Noodles was a brand.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it came in a cup.
But no. There was, that's Cup of Noodles.
But I think that was also Oodles of Noodles. Yeah, Oodles of Noodles TV commercial, 1979.
Oh.
What are Oodles of Noodles?
We were a top.
Ramen noodles packaged with a variety of seasoning sold by Nissin Foods.
Nissin, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're top ramen. That's how we operate. We were always top ramen people. Chicken flavor.
I didn't have it until I went to college.
Oh, my brother loved that shit. Oh,
yeah.
We used to get creative with it, too. Chop up hamburger.
Oh.
Chop up, not put the seasoning in. Chop up hamburger and put ketchup in it. And a little bit of, what's it called? A1. It's nice. Try it at home.
Don't.
Cold glass of milk.
If you do, don't tag me.
Chop up hamburger. Saute it in a little A1. Put a little bit of ketchup with the noodles. Clean living.
Oh, no. That's it. I'm out. That's a very tough look. Literally just made my blood run cold.
Gang, this has been a family episode. We love you, Kippy. What do you got for him?
Guys, at Kevin Ryan Comedy on all social media. I'm almost at 10,000 on Instagram. Let's fucking...
We all are.
Let's fucking get some a little closer to the more. Let's just get the fucking numbers up. You know what I mean? Come to a live show. Get some merch.
Yeah.
Fucking tell a friend. I don't care. We're just fucking happy. Listen, we fucking love you guys.
We love you.
Thank you so much. We appreciate all the support.
And we'll see you next week. Peace.
Peace.